Hello.
Hello, my
Hello.
name is Alex. We are calling from Opinion Research. We would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. In which state are you registered to vote?
Arizona.
Thank you. In what year you were born?
Why is that important?
Statistical purposes only.
No, I won't give you my date of birth.
Okay, no worries. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote?
Absolutely. I will absolutely vote.
Thank you. And if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? What would it be? This is an open question. You can give me your opinion.
Economics.
Okay.
The
Anything
economy.
Else? Just that or anything else?
No, not really. The economy should take care of everything.
Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or, like many people, did you skip that one?
I'm a Democrat, so I voted for Biden.
Thank you. Thinking again about these November elections, if the elections for presidents were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Biden.
Thank you. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote on the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. The first one is Joe Biden.
100.
Thank you. And Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. Thinking about the elections this November, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Democrat.
Thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Kerry Lake?
Ruben Gallego.
Thank you. Who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
I don't think I trust either one.
Okay. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. President Joe Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy? Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouse who are American citizens. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressures on city and state experiences and increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Not sure. I don't know.
Okay. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. We are halfway at the survey. We're almost done. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each one, tell me if you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants. Most of women have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
I agree strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their homes, countries, due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And the last part, tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote in the 2024 election. The first one says, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
I agree.
That will make you much more likely, someone likely, much less
more
likely, or
more
likely. Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, Muslims who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportations.
More likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
More likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
More likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to rely pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat.
Somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Less likely, probably.
Thank you. And a program that keeps families together by ensuring the undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Most likely.
Much more likely or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. This indicates if you are very concerned, someone concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all about the following. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Are you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
You want to repeat that, please?
Of course. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
I don't think that's true.
Okay, would that statement make you very concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not concerned. Congress is holding that up.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Does that statement make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our community. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Extremely concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos at the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Somewhat.
Thank you. And Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Somewhat.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you a different approach President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. The first one says, Joe Biden says that we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Donald Trump says that we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which one approach comes closer to your own view?
The Biden approach.
Much closer or somewhat closer?
Closer. Much closer.
Thank you. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the elections for presidents were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Biden.
Thank you. At best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Yes.
Is a coworker, a family member, a friend?
Just a worker.
Thank you. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? For example, TikTok, Fox News channel or website, Instagram, YouTube, MSNBC, Univision, Telemundo, WhatsApp, Spanish language radio programs, OAN, or Facebook?
MSNBC.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
We are U.S. citizens and have been for 5 generations.
Okay. And were you born in the United States mainland or in the Puerto Rico or another country?
I am an American, born here.
Okay. Were either your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country by any chance?
They are American, born here.
Thank you. What language do you primarily speak in your home?
English and Spanish.
More English than Spanish, or Spanish and English equally, or more Spanish than English?
English and Spanish equally.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
A Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Say that again.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
What is the last year for schooling that you have completed?
College.
Thank you. Some college or with a degree?
Degree.
Thank you. What is your religion, if any?
I'm Catholic.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time and your interest participating in a follow-up. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Sure.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Please enjoy the rest of your night.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.